And then you went on to make history with Surfing with the Alien, highest charting rock guitar since LP since Blow by Blow.
That's right, yeah.
What did you think of the Blow by Blow? Is that influential for you?
Oh, it was a great record, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really, I've always been a fan of Jeff Beckson.
Mm-hmm.
I think when that record came out, it was a great step in a new direction for a lot of people because it wasn't quite fusion and it had a lot of rock and roll attitude, and there were a lot of kids I was one of them at the time who really felt that kind of music was what we wanted to hear, but nobody was doing it. And when he came out with it, it was almost like what all of us were doing at home, you know, with our friends, except he was doing it really well and we were just kids, you know. But I mean, you know, he caught on to what the new generation was looking for, which was some sort of combination between the advances in fusion music and the attitude of rock and roll.
Yeah. I really liked his Wired album, too.
Yeah, both those records are great. All of his records are great.
Yeah. I was wondering, if you were on a desert island and you could only have one guitar album, what would it be?
If I could have only one guitar album?
Yeah.
What a cruel thought. that's really hard. I might have to say Jimi Hendrix, Electric Ladyland, I guess.
Oh, yeah.